This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry goes for work that has proven extremely useful in biology. The three scientists who won the award today each devised techniques for understanding large molecules called proteins. NPR's Joe Palca reports that understanding proteins is all the rage in biology today, since understanding proteins is key to understanding life.
When biologists come across a new species of animal, the first thing they do is weigh it, measure it, and analyze its shape to see what it might be related to. That's basically what chemists do when they come across a new molecule. One of the tools chemists use is something called nuclear magnetic resonance, or NMR, a tool for measuring special properties of atoms. Chad Reinstra is with the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
What we're trying to do at first is determine the three-dimensional shape of the molecule, but then also something that is somewhat unique in NMR is that we can study how that molecule moves.
Reinstra says at first NMR didn't work very well for large molecules like proteins. Proteins are of particular interest to biologists because they do all the work inside cells. During the 1980s, Kurt Wüthrich of the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology came up with a method for applying NMR to proteins. Basically, the technique involves measuring the molecules a section at a time. For that, he will earn half of this year's Nobel Prize. The other half of the prize will go to two scientists who solved a different problem facing biologists, how to determine the weight of a new molecule. John Fenn of Virginia Commonwealth University says you can learn something about the weight by shooting the molecules through a magnetic field and seeing how they bend.
The amount of bending is determined by the mass of the molecule, so if you measure the amount of bending or deflection, you can get the mass of the molecule.
That worked fine for small molecules, but Fenn found a way to make the same process work for larger ones by creating an electrically charged spray of the molecules. Koichi Tanaka of Shimadzu Corporation in Japan came up with a different but complementary technique for solving the size problem. The pair will share the other half of this year's Chemistry Nobel. Brian Chiat of Rockefeller University in New York says the work of Fenn and Tanaka has made a fundamental change in the way biologists study the molecules essential to life.
This is one of the great enabling tools in the so-called post-genomic era, where one has to now study proteins in great depth. Not that they haven't been studied for decades and decades, but now this makes it just a lot easier to do.
There's one curious side note to this year's Chemistry Prize. John Fenn was working at Yale University in the 1980s when he began the work that is now being recognized with a Nobel. But then, says Fenn, he had to leave.
I didn't choose to leave Yale. I was one of the last class that were subject to mandatory retirement for reasons of age. So I became emeritus back in 1987 because I reached the age of 70. And Yale's rules said that emeritus faculty could have office space but no lab space. And we were right in the middle of this business. And so ultimately I moved down to Virginia Commonwealth University, which would give me a lab space.
It now seems Virginia Commonwealth University made a smart move, offering Fenn space. Fenn, Tanaka, and Wüthrich will receive their prize on December 10th in Stockholm. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.